Hello, friends. This is Ted Marr with Out of This World Radio Broadcasting today, and I have two fantastic ladies on my show. They're really incredible. They've written many books, including this most recent book, "Do Unto Earth It's Not Too Late." I don't know if you can see the book or not, but has some fascinating messages from the other side, from an entity called PAX. Penelope Jean Hayes is the author of Viral Energy, and Carolyn Borgens is a medium and channeler, and she channels PAX, and they wrote this fantastic book, and they've written other books as well, but welcome to the show. I'm so glad you could both be here today.
Thank you, Ted. We're pleased to be here.
Thank you.
I always like to ask at the beginning of my interviews, how did you ever get interested in this subject, and how did you ever contact PAX, or did PAX contact you, and what is PAX exactly?
Yes, what a good question. PAX did contact me back in the mid-1990s, mm-hmm. came through in the form of automatic writing, which is the process that I use.
Okay.
And still do, although today I channel at the keyboard. PAX is likes to be known as universal wisdom, a divine wisdom source. Mm-hmm. And was considered by me to be my spirit guide for all these years, and still do. But his intention for connecting with me was to ask me if I would agree to write his messages, his wisdom and guidance, and put it into book form so that it could be shared with humanity. That was his purpose in asking me to be his channel. And after some consideration, I did agree to it and have been channeling PAX ever since.
Okay, interesting. And PAX is benevolent, I assume.
Oh, yes.
Okay, good. I only deal with benevolent entities.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Good point.
Okay, great. And Carol and Penelope, how did you both meet?
So Carol and I had been acquainted. I had actually gone to Carol for a couple spirit channeling sessions, or quite a few spirit channeling sessions. And then one day got contact from Carol saying that PAX had offered to lend support to what I was working on. And my background is as a viral enologist, which is the study of viral energy, contagious energy in social interaction, and as a journalist. And I founded something called the Viral Energy Institute. So PAX had wanted to offer support and wisdom to the Viral Energy Institute, which was just a fantastic contact to receive. You know, I was just elated about that. And I had flown out to British Columbia, where Carol lives. I live in Florida. Mm-hmm. And I was there on book tour with another book, my other book, The Magic of Viral Energy. Mm-hmm. And she and I had met for coffee, and we just had this great conversation. It really solidified what we had set out to do. And when I flew back to Florida a couple of days later, well, it was a month-long tour, but then when I got back, it was just a couple of days later that we started writing what we thought was going to be this information for the Institute. And after a few days or maybe a week of writing, I said to Carol, you know, this, you know, sounds like a book. And I had been working on a book. I had the skeleton of a book mm-hmm. on the environment called Do Unto Earth. Mm-hmm. And so we asked PAX, is this really intended to be that book? And he said, yes, indeed it is. Mm-hmm. So our questions, the questions that I asked PAX and Carol channels PAX's answers, are based on environmental well-being. And then it really became so much more. So Do Unto Earth is a book about the environment, but it covers so many topics. And mm-hmm. we love to say that it just, you know, it reads like a movie, because it's just the most interesting book on the environment you're ever going to read. It really is good. And we can say that because, of course, the source is channeled.
Okay, great. Great, Gary. Carol, love to hear from you too on that.
I'm sorry, what is your question?
Yeah, I want you to hear, I hear your comments on that too. Yeah, I'd like to give you a chance to talk now too.
About how we met?
Well, about PAX and the messages that you've been getting from him.
Certainly, thank you. As you say, PAX is benevolent. PAX is a teacher, and he wants above all to share the wisdom of the universe with us, mm-hmm. because we seem to be struggling. And it is a blessing to be able to receive his message, whether it be about the environment or about how to travel off planet, how to manage everything that we're doing wrong solutions. The book is, Do Unto Earth is more than a book about what is going wrong in our environment. It's a book of solutions. Okay. It gives us guidance and direction in what we can be doing to repair Mother Earth as well as preserve what we have left. It's the wisdom and guidance of benevolent spirit of wanting to assist humanity today in preserving what we have and helping us to move forward. And while at the same time giving us the trust in ourselves and the belief and understanding that we can do so. We have the power within us. One of the great messages that PAX likes to share is on a personal power that each of us has the ability, has the power within us, if we will simply look within, recognize it, that we can make a difference in our lives and all the way up to make a difference globally. He wishes to instill that in us.
I'm just curious, did PAX talk about this fake police state that's been instituted around the world where people are getting arrested for protesting in Germany, where people in the United States have been clamped down in a police state that doesn't seem to never end?
No.
What can we do to combat that and get our freedoms back?
That wasn't discussed.
Yeah, it wasn't discussed. PAX really doesn't answer questions that aren't asked. So in terms of Do Unto Earth, this book, the questions that I asked were based around the environmental healing. So, and that really went into a lot of other curiosities. So PAX does speak in Do Unto Earth about our human origins. And one of the first questions that I asked was kind of a mind-blowing answer to it. And I said to PAX that, you know, humans seem so out of balance with the rest of nature.
Right.
And that some people think that we're aliens to this planet because we're just so out of balance with the natural order of things. So, you know, are we aliens to this planet? And his answer was, indeed, you do originate from light years away. And this will be controversial. So that really kicked off a lot of conversation. In a book about the environment, we actually had a lot of talk about aliens and ETs because they're our ancient ancestors. Mm-hmm. It was just fascinating. But no, to your point, he doesn't speak about that because it wasn't a question that I asked. We didn't want to time this book out. It's a book that will stand the test of time, doesn't look at individual happenstances that are happening in our current political environments. It's more global and things that affect us as people. We do have a lot of, you know, self-help, if you will, in the book, mm-hmm. and interpersonal relationships. There's even a conversation about how to deal with family members who don't support you. But the overwhelming information that PAX wanted to share and the, therefore the question line that we were on was the environmental healing.
I see. Okay. Well, I'm just curious. I was talking to President Kennedy a couple of months ago, and he said that if you want to help make the world a better place, look no further than your family and try to heal relations with your family. So that question, what is he said, PAX said about maybe healing family members or raising their consciousness?
Well, it was interesting. I find it fascinating, the folks that you talk to and that you're speaking to, President Kennedy, on the regular is absolutely fascinating, by the way, Ted. In terms of my question was actually, I was getting pushback from my own family as I was writing this book with Carolyn PAX. And I was so excited of the process and wanted to share that with family. And when I mentioned what I was doing, it was not a positive reaction. And that was across the board, not just kind of, you know, one person, but several people that I'm closely related to. So it's just knocks you off your feet when you're so passionate about what you're doing and then others don't support that. So
right. It
had been in my consciousness to ask PAX of our readers and if some would not accept channeling, and you get that a lot. Channeling and spiritual things are becoming more and more accepted nowadays. We know that. We can feel that we're, you know, kind of past that point of that not being a regular part of our vernacular because it now is. But I wanted to know how the readers would accept that and if there's something that we can do. And it was an interesting answer because Pac said, Penelope, if those family members believe in you, then they will, you know, give it a look or be open to it. And if they don't believe in you, then maybe their opinions aren't to be considered so highly in the future. So I thought that was very freeing. That was a good answer. I thought, yeah, you know, that was a very empowering answer. And I do reflect back to those words, and I hope other people will too, because, you know, it's okay that they believe what they believe and that I'm much more open to a whole variety of other things, and that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Carol, your comments on that?
I was not surprised by Pax's response to Penelope at that question, given that he is our source of information. Sometimes it's a harsh thing to say to people who are sitting in judgment of us when we're talking about channeling. But the fact is, we have to believe in ourselves. And we have to trust in ourselves, and what we're doing has a purpose. And if that means distancing a little from those who deny that the path we're on is a good one, well, then so be it. And Penelope took it well, so that's what was important.
Yeah, no, I tend to pivot pretty quickly, so I was totally fine with it. And I don't even need to distance from different relatives. I just don't talk to them about this, and that's okay.
Sure. One of the, I think, things happening is that there's going to be a tremendous amount of disclosure in the next couple of months.
Yes.
About the deep underground bases, about the children,
yes,
women, men as well, who have been, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, but there's a lot of things coming out about that will be coming next couple of months. I think people will realize that the elections were not fair and that they were altered to favor one particular candidate. That will be coming out as well. And so people will come a big shock. It'll be a little bit like, my guides tell me it'll be a little bit like the spring of the summer of 1945 after Nazi Germany was defeated and all the atrocities that came out about what really happened during Hitler's reign. That's the same thing with what's going to go on now. And many well-known names will be in jail. They'll be removed from office. And so your relatives, the friends that you have, will be looking to spiritual people like yourself for spiritual guidance and saying, how am I going to handle this? The world is not what I expected it to be. It's not what CNN told me it was. And so it's going to be a different world. And it's a time of truth, I think, astrologically speaking. Of all the years from 2015 to 2030, this year is the most stressful year, and the time period from July through December this year is the most stressful period. And of all that time, this month, November and December, are the most stressful months.
Oh my goodness, that's what we have to look forward to. Well,
we're halfway through
exactly. Well, what's interesting about what you were saying, Ted, is the idea that it used to be that these spiritual things and the metaphysical things were considered kind of, you know, the out there, and now on what you're saying, you know, we're looking at mainstream media as something that we can't, you know, rely on anymore. And now we're going to spirituality, which is, you know, as Carol had said very clearly, that, you know, that is the truth, and to trust in ourselves and that the answers are within us. They're not found even in a religion or on the news or in governments. It's really interesting.
Right. Government. Yeah, that's right. I opened up your book, and I can't help, this is very profound. On page 285, you write, if Jesus himself were to speak now and reteach his message to the world, what would he say his message is? And I read it, I'll just read a brief love.
Yes, please.
Live your best, love all, and follow your heart. Do kindness and practice respect for all. Believe and trust in yourself to be the highest and best. Blind faith is not for all. And then he says, I thought this was really good. Forgiveness is key for the message for humanity, and I think it's going to be particularly appropriate now, not only in interpersonal relations, but also with what's going to be coming down the pike in the next couple of months, because there's going to be horrendous things going to be revealed. And it's a little bit like apartheid in 1990 after it ended. And in South Africa, they had truth and reconciliation commissions, which didn't punish anybody. They just wanted people to tell the truth about what they did, what crimes they may have done. And so they weren't punished. That was up to God to punish them. And it really helped heal the country. Now, South Africa's had problems since that time, sure. But I think that would be the kind of model we'd want to follow. Although, I do know that Gitmo just recently underwent a $200 million renovation with many, many, many more rooms that they're filling up now. So that's not in the mainstream press. But I think forgiveness would be key to our ascension, and forgive those who've done wrongs for the country and each other, and then also for interpersonal relations too. So.
Oh, yeah.
And I know it's one of your common themes, as it is ours, the idea of raising consciousness. Mm-hmm. And PAC speaks about that also. And we really do believe that as we raise consciousness with programs like yours, mm-hmm. opening people's minds, mm-hmm. and, you know, asking them to think deeper and to think for themselves and to go inside for those answers. And so as we raise consciousness, this spreads across the world and really brings people to states where they no longer wish to hurt the environment. They don't hurt each other. They don't war with each other. So we believe that it comes back to raising consciousness. And I know you do too, Ted. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, my friends. Yeah, thanks so much. Well, it's an interesting time to be alive. And one of the messages that Nostradamus has given me is that in the future, we will not have the big centralized governments that we have now that will regulate people with extreme police powers and authorities and militaries, because people will know how to act. There will be a government, but it'll be for interacting with humanity, with extraterrestrial, benevolent extraterrestrial civilizations beyond this planet. Mm-hmm. But government will be a lot smaller. And
that's fascinating.
Yeah. And there won't be a Congress per se, but instead there'll be a council of very mm-hmm. spiritual people who help guide the world and the country.
So that really does resonate. You know, PAX talks and do unto earth about, you've just opened up a lot of things in my mind as I'm reflecting back on what PAX has told us. One thing is that we would be wise to refer to and revert back to the wisdom of our First Nations peoples and how they sat in circle. That. We have whole chapters on our First Nations peoples. Mm-hmm. And he says that, you know, they sat in circles, and then you look at the circle, there's not a head of the table. And so whether that's our families or our governments to, you know, set these tones really would change the outcome of meetings, because it's the intention that we go into the meeting with. So that's really interesting. Mm-hmm. He also talks about forestry. He talks about the redwoods of California, and that we should always include the First Nations peoples in those councils. So as you're speaking, it does remind me of many of our themes. And disclosure. You said disclosure. Mm-hmm. PAC speaks about, you know, alien disclosure, that ETs are our ancient ancestors indeed, mm-hmm. and that there will come a time that disclosure with a capital D, you know, it's an event, they say, there will come a time when there's that tipping point, if you will, that the governments just, you know, have to accept and acknowledge, because there has been that much activity. But PAX has told us, though, that because we have a warring nature, that they meaning the extraterrestrials, are not showing themselves to us at this time, that they buzz by and they visit, but they're not going to be making contact and, you know, helping us out as they would like to, because our inclination is to, you know, to shoot them down, to war with them, that we come from a place of fear. So we need to change our ways. We need to change our intentions before we can have those councils with ETs, as you spoke of.
Tell that to the governors and Democratic governors across the United
States.
Tell
that to the governors, yes. Tell that to all of them. Yeah.
Right. I was at a store last week, and I needed help at the cash register. And I walked over to this lady and I said, I need some help. And she ran away from me. She said, you're closer than 6 feet. And I said, you're really strange. And I said, What is it? You didn't take your medication today? She said, no, the governor set this edict that we have to be 6 feet apart. And I said, it doesn't even work. The virus, if you have the virus, it goes out 30 feet and it's 6 feet for the facial recognition cameras that they want to surveillance everybody on. So don't worry about it. And she finally ended up helping me. But getting back to the redwoods, so you don't, I guess you don't agree with Ronald Reagan in the late 80s who said that once you've seen one redwood, you've seen them all. Okay.
No. What Pax said about the redwoods, so we know that you do work with the Hopi Indians and that they have the water contamination problem. And I had asked you that before we started the program when we were just chatting in the green room there, because Pax had something to say regarding our water shortage crisis on this planet and water purification, and that there is a magical soil in the ground of redwood trees.
Really?
Yes. We haven't talked about this on any of our interviews yet, Ted. We have something special for your audience here. We do a lot of interviews, several a day actually, on Do Unto Earth. And one of the topics that just has not come up yet is the magic of the redwoods. And Pax says to look to the soil that is carrying the roots of the redwoods, that these stands of wisdom that protect the west coast of North America have seen it all over many, many years. We know how long redwoods live, 1,000+ years. Mm-hmm. And that in their soil is some magical ingredient, and he says it is magic indeed, that can purify water. So desalinate water as well as purify from toxins. So I was very concerned in my questioning that our people, when they hear that, would damage the redwoods to try to get this resource, as we seem to do with, you know, all of our natural resources. And he said that they are not to be touched, that we can take, our scientists can take small samples and to kind of reverse engineer it and re-engineer it, and it can be reproduced, this magical ingredient. So we're not scientists, but we would love for somebody to look into that who might be able to sort of find what that is and to start working with that. But he did say to always work with our First Nations people and to in council and, you know, with full disclosure during this process, nothing is to be kept secret.
Interesting.
It is interesting.
Yeah. Your comments on that?
Pax has a tremendous respect for our First Nations people and considers them to be stewards of our planet. He believes that they should be included in all levels of government as it pertains to the environment, and more, because their wisdom extends beyond how to care for the environment, but how to manage their healing, their personal healing, their tribal healing. And there's an awful lot to be learned from them if we will just give them that respect.
It's interesting you bring that up, because I'm starting an initiative next month when I get some time to clean up Fukushima. And because TEPCO, the Tokyo Electric Power Company, wants to dump over 1 million tons of radioactive water right into the Pacific. Guess what? We'll feed it in our fish. People will die from it. I can't believe, more what a stupid solution. And these people can't think beyond the box. So anyway, there's a lot of things can be done. Dr. Moto showed that our thoughts can create, can clean up water, actually.
Water, yeah.
Yeah, the water. So I'm going to ask for their help. I work with the Emoto office in Tokyo anyway, have for years now. And if the redwoods can help, that's great. There's also another doctor named Dr. Higa, who uses a lot of effective microorganisms to clean up radiation at Fukushima. But we're going to do it. I know we can clean it up. Dr. Emoto did an experiment in, I think, the late 90s, where he took a bottle of radioactive water from one of the reactors, and he put he wrote love and gratitude in the crystals from
his
on, and it cleaned up the water within 48 hours. Now, how much money would it cost to put a love and gratitude crystal or write love and gratitude on the reactors at Fukushima?
Just the intention,
The intention. You could clean it up just like that. You know,
we do talk about this in Do Unto Earth. It's amazing how many things that you're hitting on are things that the spirit world has wanted to bring. Well, it's not amazing, because we know what you do as well. Yeah. And Pax does speak in Do Unto Earth about a global viral contemplation, which simply means a lot of people contemplating or meditating giving those positive light energy thoughts to a certain intention. So in this case, to clean water. But you know what, Ted, I know that you do so, you're tapping into other sources, and we would love to hear your feedback afterwards when you speak to your guides about the idea of the redwood soil. And go to In Due Unto Earth, just refer to the index, look under redwoods, and you'll find the exact page so you can see exactly the wording of PACS.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do a multi-pronged approach to Fukushima and involve as many different healers as possible. We're going to get it cleaned up. I mean, this thing's been going on now. They call it their 311, and now it's almost 321. It happened in March of 2011, and so it's gone on too long, and the media ignores it. You know, they have shows on CNN about the Kardashians and, you know, maybe a car accident here or two, or Russian collusion, or more fake, you know, news stories. You know that the Cartoon Channel has more viewers now than CNN does in the United States.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. So
it's amazing. It's, you know, cartoons these days have a lot of hidden messages. They're really more for the adults. That's a whole nother topic.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But anyway, there's a new earth coming and there's a new world coming. And I was just talking to my dad on the other day. He's on the other side. And he said that there's going to be new energies coming to the planet starting in January with the new earth. And it gave me
positive
a
light.
Positive. Yeah. Positive.
Oh, thank goodness. We need it.
And a lot of governors currently will be in jail or out of office. The election results are fraudulent. And what's going to happen in states like Washington State, where I am, is that our governor, who's universally detested, supposedly won the election with like 65% of the vote. And I can't figure out who, because you didn't see any of his signs, hardly any. Nobody liked him. So, but he's one of the people going to be going out, because when they show that the ballots were fake for Biden here, Biden supposedly won Washington, but nobody liked him. They're also going to carry off this other governor too, this very corrupt governor. It's going to take some time, but it's going to be a new time, and it's going to be a very interesting time of disclosure and truth too, because this is a time of truth where things are true. And as I'm talking, I'm getting a lot of angelic light coming into my
mic.
Yeah, it's all coming.
You know, we want to ask you, we like to often say that, you know, Ted, like this administration's here for 4 years, maybe eight, and then there's another one, and then there's another one. So at what point do we say, okay, forget about all this political stuff. We have the power. I mean, look at how many just citizens there are compared to those in power. Do we not have the power? I mean, when we go to the supermarket, that's a vote. You know, we're voting for the plastic bag or the paper bag or whatever it is that we believe in. And we have to take back our power. You know, we get so frustrated about what's going on in politics and whichever side, you know, someone, you know, relates to and works for them. But we have the power. And to just sit around like lambs for slaughter, that the governments will dictate our future and our lives,
That's true.
Probably not the best way when we have so much power. I mean, look what Carol does channeling PACS. Look what you do also as a psychic medium. Look at the power that we all have to tap into That's our true. Higher selves and to receive wisdom.
We do. Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. We do. Well, we have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us. We just have to know that and not get bogged down in the negativity. You know, of all the planets in this universe, guess which planet is the hardest one to affect any positive change? This one. So this is the hardest one to affect any positive change. You know, years ago, I grew up in a psychic family, and for years I didn't talk about it, my abilities, because I would get ridiculed or made fun of. Now people are more accepting, and I like that. You know, they're more open to it. I respect everybody's viewpoints. I don't have all the answers. But I let people decide for themselves. My ethics is to present the information as much unbiased as possible. Of course, I'm human, I have my own opinions, but as unbiased as possible, let people decide on their own what the truth is. And one person's truth is not the same for everybody else, but it does, you know, it does, everyone's got their own truth that they need to pursue.
Absolutely.
So, and you're doing important work, both of you are. Tell me about, are you going to be writing future books? I have a feeling you are, or maybe you are now.
We both are, together and separately. Carol, would you like to speak to that?
Yes, I'm channeling actually more than one book right now. Pax has presented in the past two children's books, and I'm working on the third in the trilogy. They are children's books filled with wonderful lessons about family values, etc. All good things, no violence.
Uh-huh.
And in addition to that, I'm working on a book on the history of wealth in this country. It's something that I didn't think we'd be doing, but you never know. It's from the early days to our future, what our management of money looks like. Mm-hmm. Do we need it? What will it be? And will it be energy, or will it be something that we can put in our wallet? So everything in between is covered.
Well, you know, you brought up an interesting topic here, and I have a beautiful children's book I'd like to share with you on air here. I'm looking, usually I have a copy right with me here, but it's been one of those busy days. Just one moment, please. I'll be back in 10 seconds. Just a minute, please.
Sure.
This is a beautiful book written by Dr. Moto. Michiko Hayashi wrote it with him in Tokyo. And if you send positive thoughts to a glass of water, you get these beautiful water crystals like this. If you send negative thoughts to a glass of water, you get these ugly crystals, like here is one.
Yeah, it just falls apart, doesn't it?
Yeah, you fool here. That's what that looks like. And if you want to raise your vibrations and make you feel better, you drink water that's got a higher vibration. And this
528.
Is 528.
Hopefully.
Absolutely. Yeah, and this is what this is why I have a 528 hertz tuning fork here.
Yes.
And when you hit one of these with one of these crystals from Mount Shasta, that's full of love and light from the Telosians, you spread love and light everywhere at 528 hertz.
Love it.
Yeah. So anyway, I have these available. If you want one, just go to my website at outofthisworldreadings.com. You can get one there. But anyway, Dr. Moto was used as a threat to the negatives on this planet. So he met an untimely death in October 2014. I won't go into details, but he did not die a natural death. And the negatives have also been after the office since that time in Tokyo. And there's a lot I can tell you about that, but they've done everything they can to shut them down. But so far they're still operating and they do wonderful work. Recently, my battery is low on my PC. So I better plug it in, or else we'll be off the air. But continue talking while I go plug this in.
Yes, I'll tell you the books that I'm working on is, we were talking about that. My first book was The Magic of Viral Energy, this book here, and I'm working on a series and a sequel to that. The next book is titled Where Your Dreams Live, and Where Your Dreams Live is also on the topic of viral energy. And speaking of the children's books, Ted, I know that you and Carol both have children's books. We are working on a children's book series also for The Magic of Viral Energy.
Oh, great. That's
yes.
Wonderful. That's
and wonderful. I would imagine Carol and myself and Pax will regroup in the future on more of the work that we were working on. Due Unto Earth is already such a gorgeous, big, thick, beautiful, comprehensive book, but we do feel there's more to come on this topic.
This the spirits always seem to have lots more.
They have lots to say.
Just when you thought you've gotten all the messages, then they want to say, you know. Could I give you both a spiritual gift today?
We would love that.
Okay. You talked earlier about the warring nature of humanity on this planet. I have a different angle on that. I think people's basic nature is to be benevolent, loving, kind, and sweet to each other. Service to others. It's not to be warring. It's not to be service to self. But we've been altered. We've been messed with by a negative extraterrestrial civilization that have implanted many of us here on this planet with what's called negative implants, which cause us to be angry and fighting and discontent. So these implants are in the astral plane in the fourth dimension, and I can help you get rid of yours if you like. And anyone listening today, all you have to do is repeat this after me, and I guarantee they'll be gone. So just say this after me. Say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, Carol, I can't hear you. Did you say?
I did. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, great. If you're a woman, you say, I receive from the goddess within me.
I receive from the goddess within me.
Complete ownership and control.
Complete ownership and control.
Over all the negative implants within me.
Over all the negative implants within me.
And nothing.
And nothing.
And no one.
And no one.
Can negatively influence or control me.
Can negatively influence or control me.
And I know it to be true.
And I know it to be true.
True.
Both of you. If you look at yourself, if you can see yourself, you've got this beautiful glow now of angel light coming into you that you didn't have before.
Yay.
You've had some before, but you're lighter. Both of them are lighter now, much lighter. If you've ever had a busy day and you've had a good day and you're at home at night relaxing, but yet you have negative thoughts in your head, that's from the implants that have been artificially placed there without your free will or consent by these negative extraterrestrials. They're called the reptilians, and they feed off negativity and war and self.
I had another interview with someone else on my viral energy work, and he mentioned the reptilians, and I was a little at a loss because it's not my area of knowledge whatsoever, but we certainly agree with that. There's light energy and there's negative heavy energy, and that's the stuff that I study with viral energy. And one of the things that I like to say, similar to what you just repeated, I like to say, may the pure light energy of the Creator surround and protect me. So, you know, we know that words have power and that we can bless ourselves. You know, you can bless yourselves or you can curse yourself. So it is good for people to be mindful of these blessings.
You've got all this light, beautiful light energy coming around your face, top crown chakra, throat chakra. And Carol, you do too. All this beautiful white light energy now. There's a second little gift I can give you now, but I don't recommend driving any car afterwards because you're going to need some time to get some R&R afterwards.
Oh, boy. Maybe you can explain it to us. I do have to drive in a little while, maybe later this afternoon. So can you
perhaps another time
explain to us what that is? It's interesting.
Well, a lot of us are functioning without much light in ourselves, because we're so busy all the time, or we're locked into the third dimensional mode of thinking. And then you get home at night and your mind's full of all kinds of stuff. And you say to yourself, my goodness, I just want to put today's work and forget it and just go to sleep or just meditate and have a nice, quiet, peaceful evening. And if you have a situation like that, you say this three times. Nikola Tesla said the power of three is very important, 3, 6, 9, 12. And if you say this three times, I guarantee it's not, if you've got to drive later today, then don't do it now.
Okay, but I would like to know what it is in the event I can do it another day.
Okay, yeah, if you could give me your credit card expiration and bank account information, I'd be happy to give, no, I'm just kidding.
You are on Money Talk Radio, aren't you, Ted?
That's right. So here's what you say. You say, I command my spirit. Maybe, Carol, are you going anywhere this afternoon?
Yes, I don't choose to do this right now.
Okay, I'm just saying. All right. You say, I command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and put them in my heart. And you do that three times. And I guarantee then you won't be able to think afterwards and you'll need to take a little rest.
Good thing I didn't do it. I have to run a podcast right after this. That's what my appointment is. So
all right.
I will need my head and my heart, but thank you, Ted.
Yeah, you'll be definitely a kind of little bit spacey. Yeah. So I got stuff to do today too. I will probably do it tonight.
Uh-huh.
I got my day done and I can have time to have some R&R and I can talk again. So
very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you certainly are an open mind.
Oh, thank you. let me give you both two more spiritual gifts. Don't worry, this is not going to impair your driving or anything like that, or slur your words or anything. What I do is I do try to do this every day. When I wake up in the morning, I cover myself with a cone of white light. And then I put a series of mirrors around me in my mind, facing outward to deflect any negativity. And that does help, you know, if you're driving in traffic, whatever, it's nice to have. And then if you feel like you're under attack negatively from anybody or anything, you then visualize a cone of 5 or 6 inches of lead around you and ask Saint Archangel Michael to stand guard with his sword around you, and he'll do it. He's happy to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing I do too, this helps open up your pineal gland, is to do what's called the hue. It's the hue in human. And you say this three times, you can ask the galactics to come in to help you. It goes like this. Hue. You can say it if you like. Believe me, you will be able to drive this afternoon. No problem.
We're going to enjoy watching and hearing you do it.
All right. Well, I'll do it twice more. Hue. And one more time. Hue. Okay. So it'll definitely calm you and help you.
It's reminiscent of the Om vibration.
It is. Yeah. Om goes down to the heart chakra. Hue goes up the pineal gland and helps you with that. So
very nice.
Yeah, it does. It does help. So anyway.
And our spiritual gift for you and for your audience is the messages of PAX. We would just like to mention, as I can tell that we're getting close to the end of our chat, our website where you will find all of our books, that is paxwisdom.com. P-A-X, PAX means peace, paxwisdom.com.
Uh-huh. Well, it's the perfect time for some PAX wisdom, because more than ever, the world definitely needs peace in the world, you know?
Yes, it does.
And I still think the basic human nature of humans is to be loving, kind, benevolent. And
oh, we do too. We agree with you on that.
You know?
Yes.
And I know we have a beautiful and bright future ahead of us. And when once we get over this little rough patch this month and next, things January will be much better. We'll be getting back to the spring will be a good time for humanity.
Looking forward to that.
Yes, we look forward to that for sure.
The vibrations of the planet are rapidly rising. The human residence is going really very, very high right now. And as the residence of the planet keeps going higher, as they say here in the States, in Canada, probably a rising tide lifts all boats. So that with the rising tide, even negative people that you may know or people that aren't spiritually aware, they're starting to ask questions too.
Yes, a rising tide lifts all boats.
That's right.
Love that.
Yeah.
Raising consciousness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you kind of learn to go with the flow like jellyfish along the beach somewhere.
Wonderful.
they're the ultimate creatures that go with the flow, I think. But anyway, well, listen, we got a couple minutes left. I'd love to have you both wrap up your wonderful interview today.
Sure. We just want to say that this book, Due Unto Earth, is a beautiful message to all of humanity. It's not about Carol. It's not about myself. It is a message directly from the spirit world to humanity. And we hope that your listeners are interested to know what that message for them really is. Okay. And it's a message for environmental repair, but it's also a message for repair of ourselves and our spirit, and to encourage more unity, more love, and more peace on this planet. And it's written in a way that is so exciting and so adventurous. And we talk about the Bermuda Triangle and Roswell in 1947. It really happened there. I'm sure you'd enjoy that conversation.
Wasn't that a weather balloon?
No, it was not. Ted, you would like a lot of these topics. You really would. So we encourage everyone to grab a copy. It really is a fascinating, fascinating read.
Yeah, it's an interesting book. And Carol, I'd love to have you give some comments too, please.
Yes, thank you, Ted. It is also imbued with the lessons about self-empowerment. Again, that is a message PAX wants to share. All of the topics that are covered in the Do Unto Earth book are doable. There are things that we can all manage individually, collectively, to repair ourselves, our families, all the way up to our planet. We have the power and we can do it. And PAX wants us each to know that. And it is a very gently shared with us throughout the book. So it's a continuing lesson. And we hope your audience will resonate with this information and pick up a copy of the book for themselves.
Okay, great. And your website again is?
PAXwisdom.com, P-A-X, wisdom, W-I-S-D-O-M, all one word, .com.
Okay, great. Well, thank you both so much for taking the time to come on my show today. I know everyone's going to really enjoy what you're saying or is enjoying it today. And thank you again so much for your beautiful work.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you, Ted, for having us very much.
All right, my friends. I hope you both have a beautiful Thanksgiving.
Thank you. I already had mine.
Okay, good. Our governor here has outlawed Thanksgiving, Christmas. He said no more than a couple people can meet. So I don't know how they're going to enforce it. Guy's crazy. So we're going to just have a joint anyway. Let them arrest us. Who cares?
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, thank you, my friends. The white light is always stronger than the dark.
Thanks,
yes,
Ted.
It is.
Okay, my friends. Have a beautiful day. Thanks so much for coming
you
on.
Too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.